You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
From Michael Borkan, I purchased one of two All-Star jerseys that Rick was given for an NHL All-Star game and was wondering if he would actually like them back.
Save DPHRO!
Why does he want to give it to me? Like, he's just done with it?
Probably has little meaning to him at this point. And
oh, that's
like,
nice.
Listen, I'm just telling you the truth. And he probably wants you to have it because it would mean more to you.
I mean, maybe you have it.
Well, I don't want it.
What do you mean you don't want it?
What would I want it for?
It's an All-Star jersey. Maybe you hang it up at the man cave.
Well, I don't have a man cave.
How about your office?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Just tell me you don't want it.
I don't really want it.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, this is a big, bouncy, beautiful 7 o'clock hour. 1-800-919-3776. DPHRO Rothenberg is always presented by the great people, the great company that is known as Progressive Insurance. It has been sent to me, and if my calculations are correct, it has not been sent to you. Is that right?
That is correct.
So I have...
I feel naked.
Mel Kiper's... You know what? You don't see it, but I think you're going to love this draft for your Jets.
Well, what kind of love?
Love. Like, here's how much I think you'll love it. In the afternoon, I think you'll love it. And then a second time in the evening, I think you'll love it again.
Like, could I be nude by the end of this segment?
You might be. I mean, that you've done that for lesser things on the show.
Well, no, I actually started the show. Yeah, that's true. But I just
said you were the meal, baby.
Is it fair to say that will never get old?
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
I just said you were the meal,
baby.
Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. We'll go all the way. So here, yeah, I think not only will you be naked, I think it could go beyond that here.
How about you? So will I be happier with this mock than you, or what?
I'm happy with it for the Giants. I think you will be just shot out of a cannon happy.
All right.
I have a big one. All right, here we go. Top overall pick. Aiden Hutchinson, Michigan, to Jacksonville. Now, I think it's fair to say this draft starts with the second pick, right? Because we have no idea what Detroit's going to do.
Yes.
So you're going to hear this, and I think you'll be disappointed, but all I'll say is reserve your analysis, okay?
Okay.
Ahmad Gardner, Cincinnati, second.
I'm a little disappointed.
I know, I told you you would be. Third pick, and this is the wild card of the entire draft, I think. Trayvon Walker, defensive end, Georgia, third to Houston. So now your Jets are up. You're on the board. Who would you like?
I think we talked about this yesterday in Cuddle Mary Trash. So I have my choice of wide receivers, but I also have I have Thibodeau still on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Defense is terrible.
Not good.
I'll go pass rush here just because I think they need – I think that Robert Saleh would like to add that to this team.
So if they took Thibodeau fourth, you'd feel good about that.
I'd be happy with that.
Well, that's who you're getting fourth overall.
Yes.
Defensive end, Oregon, Kayvon. Do we know? Is it Thibodeau? Do we know? Does it matter?
I've heard it both ways.
All right, so it doesn't matter.
You know who's going to be choked? I guarantee we're going to get a call from Ira in 2 seconds.
He's going to be upset with it.
Well, he wants offensive line. You heard him. He wants offensive line.
Can we settle down? Can I finish going through the mock draft for you?
Oh, I got to wait. I'm not up till pick 10 now. Go.
All right. So the Giants, he's got Ekwonu or Ukunua. You can say it both ways.
You love
I've heard
that.
Both. Best offensive lineman in the draft to the Giants, fifth overall home run, right?
All right. Hold on. Let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
So I mean, he hasn't played right tackle. Are we going to take him and put him at left tackle, or are we going to throw him at right tackle?
Let's say whatever's best for the team.
All right.
Give me the best offensive lineman available, and then I'll play him where I see fit.
Okay.
All right. Sixth fruit basket to Santiago, courtesy of me, Malik Willis.
Yes,
from
Mel.
Liberty to Carolina. So Mel finally cracked.
Finally.
He finally cracked. He you know what? There's going to be a quarterback in the top six taken. He said there wouldn't be. He finally cracked. Giants
how
at
many,
seven. Yeah,
how many
ahead.
Whippets? How many whippets did it take before him to write that down?
A lot. That was like many pumpkin pies and a lot of whipped cream for him to put Malik Willis at six. Giants seven. Jermaine Johnson, defensive end from Florida State. Love it.
All right.
Love it.
Pass rush. All right.
Love it. I think that's a terrific selection. Eight, Garrett Wilson from Ohio State. This will be a steal for Seattle. Nine, Evan Neal from Alabama. And 10, who do you think he has your Jets taking?
Well, we're going to take a wide receiver at this point.
Okay.
Wilson's gone.
Wilson is gone.
Oh, so you'll take the kid from USC, Drake London.
That's right. So I'm giving you Drake London 10 with that pick from Seattle. So you love that?
Yeah.
All right, let me just run through anything else that's intriguing here. Kyle Hamilton, 11 to Washington.
That's the lowest we've seen him.
Yeah, it continues to slide. He didn't run well.
No, he's slow.
At the pro day. Stingley, 12 to Minnesota.
I'm telling you right now, Stingley's going to be a really good player.
It feels like a little of the luster is off of that pick, but he's 12. Olave, 15 to Philly.
Wow.
Saints would take Trevor Penning, 16.
You better hope that doesn't happen.
Well, that they have Olave and the other
Smith.
Alabama kid. No, I hope so. New Orleans, 19, Jameson Williams would be a good pick. Pittsburgh, 20, Kenny Pickett. But then, and he has Dallas. You know who he has Dallas taking?
No.
Defensive end from Penn State.
Oh, my guy.
Your guy.
RG, you got to have the sound for that, no?
No, they don't have it. I asked them for it. They don't have it.
Who's that, Ebikiti?
Ebikiti.
Ebikiti. Yeah. Buongiorno from Sal.
Arnold Ebikiti. Yeah, you say Ebikiti. Yes, 24 to Dallas. but he has the Jets involved in a trade.
Oh.
From 35 to 31. Now, let me see if he gives the specifics. Trade is about the Jets moving up. I don't...
I feel like you could have maybe read this during the break, no?
Maybe. The Bengals would pick up a fourth round pick. So the Jets would get the 31st pick in the first round, give up 35, so four picks later, and a fourth round pick. And guess who the Jets get at 31? I think you will weep.
I will weep?
I think this is weep in happiness. I think this is when the
Okay,
I
weep
come
in
off.
Happiness. How is Ira going to feel about this?
I think he will weep.
Yeah, he may have to secure that banana hammock while he's swimming, you're saying? Offensive line?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
You were pushing for the Giants to take this guy.
Linderbaum?
Yeah.
No way.
I told you.
Come on.
It moved, didn't it?
It did more than move. You could salute this thing right now.
I gave him a dude, I did the verbal tip. If you wound up with Thibodeau, London, and Linderbaum, you would go bananas.
I forget it.
You would lose your mind.
I would send Joe Douglas a fruit basket.
And then he has the Jets with the 38th pick for Sam Darnold, taking Breece Hall, maybe the best running back off the board from Iowa State.
Look at us. Look at us wheeling and dealing.
How good would that be? Has the Giants with the 36th pick taken the safety out of Baylor, Jalen Petre, I guess is how you say the name. And there you have it.
That's solid from both teams. That's solid from both teams.
Both teams. I think it's A plus for the Jets and a terrific pick for the Giants as well.
I'm most interested to see how much movement there's going to be. With so many teams having two first-round picks, how much if there'll be more movement than not even for a quarterback, I mean just to get up and get the guy that you want.
You know what I'm still most intrigued by? Is there only one quarterback taken in the top 10? Because Mel fought it tooth and nail. There'll only be one. I mean, there'll be none. I don't see a quarterback going top 10. Now there's one. Does another team jump in there and want a quarterback top 10?
Well, that's the thing, though, with Carolina, too. Like, I mean, if Matt Rule's on the hot seat, are you going to have Matt Rule? I mean, are you going to draft a quarterback for Matt Rule?
Especially if it's not considered a lock. And Malik Willis. is considered a major project. Like, you're not going to get anything from him for at least a year.
Okay, but I mean, that would, if your coach wasn't on the hot seat, that would make sense, though, because, like, idiots, you picked up Sam Darnold's fifth-year option, so you're paying him anyway. Right? So, I mean, you might as well play Sam Darnold, no? You're paying him.
I would think so.
But it feels like Matt Rhule has to win now.
Yeah, but Malik Willis, he's nowhere near a win now guy. Yeah, that whole thing feels dysfunctional, doesn't it?
Yes, very dysfunctional. Then they were in on Deshaun Watson. There was talk about bringing Cam Newton back, maybe.
Well, he had some great comments.
Oh, my God.
We'll get into that in observations tomorrow, I imagine. Yeah, those are not
By the way, speaking of which, did you get the tweet? The dolphin attack? You laugh at me.
See, here's the problem with all these other people. I got it. I received the tweet about the dolphin attack. Because one dolphin.
This is now multiple dolphins.
Goes rogue and attacks his trainer. Doesn't mean that the entire dolphin population is crazy.
No, it does, though. This is not an isolated incident. It happened to my wife. Now happened to this trainer.
I wonder if, like, the other person in there with the trainer swam away like you did when Cass
was attacked.
Of course they did. By the way, how disrespectful is this tweet?
Save yourself.
How disrespectful is this? And I know you know this is inaccurate. I'm not sure Dave knows what a whippet actually even is.
Of course, Dave. No, trust me, people. Trust me. You haven't heard the story. Dave knows exactly what a whippet is.
I'm very familiar with the whippet.
Don't let Dave's appearance now fool you.
No, because I'm a middle-aged man. But in my day, I was a crazed animal.
Yeah, you heard a little glimpse of that. I mean, he's talking about seedy gambling rings. He's talking about naked ladies. Like, this guy was...
I've seen everything.
Yeah, you wouldn't last with old Dave.
I could write a book.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Mets, Yankees, Nets, good solid win last night from Brooklyn. They move into the postseason. Did you see last night Minnesota after they beat the Clippers?
I did.
They acted like they won game 7 of like the conference finals.
That's a big win for them, Dave.
Calm yourself down.
Got Pat Bev.
Listen, I'm not saying they should be excited.
Okay,
but
this is what happens, though. All right, let me explain something to you in sports. And you know this because you watch more sports than anyone. A lot of the times, a team like Minnesota will take on the identity of one of their leaders. Pat Bev is one of their leaders. So they act a lot like Pat Beverly acts. So it's the Clippers, Beverly wins. Of course, yeah, was it a little much? Maybe.
It was a lot much.
But that's how they roll, man. That's how they roll. Well, good for them. It's a big win for them.
Standing on the scorer's table, like it felt like a bit much.
It's a lot, and now you get to see Memphis.
Right. Those are two good young teams, though. That's the future of the NBA series we got going on here.
That Memphis team is good.
Very good. Ja Morant fully healthy now? We're going to get
a full dose
of Ja Morant?
Yeah, that's the beauty of having a team that wins when your best player doesn't play, is that they can take their time.
Of everything that went on in the NBA this season, the fact that they were, and I don't know the exact number how it finished up, but something like, 21-4, something in that range?
Something like that, yeah.
Without Ja Morant is amazing to me.
It really is. Because Ja Morant's one of the best, he's turned himself into a superstar.
Superstar player. He's a must-watch every single night.
But that just speaks to how well put together that team is.
And so quickly, too.
Yeah. Well, that's how you, I mean, that's that, in theory, that's how you would like to do it.
You but get that, the point guard, you build around him, you add some shooters, you add some guys that can play in interior, and all of a sudden, look at that, you're the two seed.
Yeah, you're the two seed, and a lot of people, I mean, that's a scary team for a lot of people.
I think you'd have to take, well, where are you going in the West? You going Golden State, or you going Phoenix? Or Phoenix. You going Memphis?
I'm going Phoenix.
You're going, yeah, I think you have to, right?
The Grizzlies won 20 of their 24 games without Morant. Is that right?
I didn't hear one word you said.
The Grizzlies won 20 of their 24 games without Morant. Does that sound right?
That sounds right, yeah. Because I think they were like 19-3 at one point. So, yeah, so 20-4 makes sense. Sure.
That's pretty damn good.
Steph Curry, I guess, is going to hopefully practice by the end of the week and could be back when we get to the postseason here.
Well, see, because the NBA playoffs, how they're bracketed. So if Memphis wins, which I think everyone expects Memphis to win, it'll be a good series, but Memphis wins and then Golden State wins, it'll be Memphis-Golden State.
Oh, that would be great.
And then you'll have Phoenix against Utah or Dallas.
You'd like Phoenix, but both of those would be good series.
Yeah, but Phoenix has clearly been, I mean, they've been the best, most consistent team in the NBA this season.
And Denver has Golden State, right?
Denver has Golden State.
That's a good series, too, especially if Steph is not 100%.
Yeah, that's the wild card in that. Is Steph not being 100%, maybe not being 100%.
Right. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Shooter Stanford. Shooter, have at it. You're on 98.7.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Dave.
What's going on, Shooter?
What's up, Shooter?
Morning, fellas.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Dave.
I got the other kid in the car today.
Nice.
Yeah, that's Sarah. Okay, so next, I strongly believe Kyrie Irving is a cancer and finds ways to screw up teams, even though he's one of the most talented players in the world.
Right.
But, man, did he look good last night. And I'm going to leave it up to Ben Simmons now to botch this up because they look like they're fantastic.
See, I don't feel the same way. And thanks to the call, Shooter. They got the win. I thought in stretches they looked great. I didn't think the game was ever in doubt. Fine. They win. They move on. Right? But I don't think they, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't think they are this juggernaut. And I don't look at Ben Simmons as a piece that if they get him back, all of a sudden they are the best team. I don't know how that's going to fit. I don't know what he's going to be able to do. I don't know the fragility that he brings to the table. I don't know. I still have a lot of question marks when it comes to Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, the thought with him is that whatever he gives you on the defensive side of the ball is what you're missing. Like you're going up against, I mean, say you find a way to get through the first series and you're playing Milwaukee in the second round. I mean, it would be nice to have someone like Ben Simmons when you're trying to guard Giannis.
Sure it would.
But I don't know. I mean, not having played since June, dealing with some mental stuff that you're going to get just thrown right into the fire, not having played any regular season games.
He hasn't played in we're approaching a year. I mean, how can you expect him to do anything?
Dealing
and he hasn't played
injury?
With these guys ever. And we
no,
just
dealing
think
with the back
you're
gonna, injury.
You're going to flip a switch, and he's coming off a back injury, that it's just going to be like, all right, there you go. Here we go now with him.
Well, see, that's the thing, though, too, is that, Brooklyn's won their last five, and it seems like they're starting to get some continuity, right? Some consistency here. Guys figuring out their roles and everything else, and then what? So now all of a sudden that's going to change? Because we're going to throw Ben Simmons in the mix now?
It's going to have to change. And how much can you get out of Ben Simmons? And what does he bring offensively? And look, you see it all the time.
Well,
now,
he can
right?
pass. I mean, he's a really good pass. I mean, he can facilitate. He get out. I mean, he can play with
can
some extra
finish?
Pace. Can finish. But you're not. I mean, late in games, you're not going to want the ball in his hands.
God no. You don't want him going to the line. It's the last thing you want.
It's a lot to deal with. And if you, I mean, even if I and I keep saying this, like even if you had a great coach, like a great coach would have a hard time making this whole thing work. Let alone Steve Nash. But you have a chance. But you feel like you have a chance because you have KD and Kyrie.
You're always going to have a chance. You have a puncher's chance because you can, I mean, you can outscore people. You can. But I just wonder if when you get to a grinded out fourth quarter game, if you can stop people. I don't believe in the Nets defense. I don't.
No, that's the real issue for them. Can they string together? In crunch time, can they string together stops on defense?
And we talked about this earlier in the show, and it's amazing because we're in the midst, I think we're right at the halfway point of Ramadan. Right, and Kyrie Irving, I don't know if celebrates is the right word, but he observes Ramadan. So he won't eat or drink when the sun is up. So the game on Sunday, Rick, the game is at 3:30. So Kyrie, and I mean, you would know better than me, eating is, I guess, a big deal. But to me, I would think no hydration at all is a bigger deal. And I got a couple tweets earlier, people saying you're not allowed to get an IV. That is not
okay.
allowed.
All right. So all his work is going to have to be done the days leading up to the game on Sunday in that night.
I mean, I would think the guy would dehydrate, no?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, especially when you're in a moment like that, like the more pressure-packed the moment, the more, this is just my own personal experience, the more amped up I would get, so the more I would sweat. So there was I mean, Andy from Merrick joked about it that I cramped up in my first game. That's because I was so amped up to play that I sweat more and I end up cramping up. But, so that has the tendency to happen. I mean, there are things you can do leading up to a game as you really focus on it, the days leading up to a game to make sure that you're fully hydrated. But I can't imagine going an entire game without being able to drink anything.
It's remarkable that he's going to attempt
this. Or eat anything.
Here he is in
the past. Just think about that.
What?
From the time the sun comes up, whatever
time
that is.
Like 6:30 in the morning?
Okay, till after he can't eat. So he's not going to eat anything from...
From 6:30 all the way through the end of the game, he can't have a bite of food or a sip of anything.
Yeah, that's... that's rough.
It's amazing to think. Here he is discussing on fasting during Ramadan.
Man, I like to keep that private. You know, this is a journey with me and God. So, you know, I appreciate the recognition on different platforms. But it's really sacred to me. It's really, you know, a protection I feel for my brothers and sisters that are doing the same with me. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to do it and still be able to perform. You know, it's not easy by any stretch of imagination. So you can't really take any moment for granted during the day. I don't really have time or the attention to give energy to any distractions.
I don't know how he does it.
Well, what is he talking about, though? What are you talking about? People just ask you, like, what do you do? Like, you don't have to get into the...
No one's asking you for your personal beliefs or anything.
No, just tell me, like, how are you managing it? Like, what do you do? Like,
he doesn't want to have that conversation.
Like, how do you stay hydrated? When do you eat? Like, I'm interested now. I couldn't imagine doing it.
No, I don't think anybody can imagine doing it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Rangers Islanders, April 21st. Islanders with the win last night. I think a little too little, a little too late. Rangers last night led 1-0. Vitrano then hits the post. Carolina comes back, scores 3. Rangers finally cut it to 3-2. Empty net makes it 4-2. Disappointed, sure. I can't say I'm overly horrified at the loss last night, though.
No, I wouldn't say overly horrified. And it was a good test, right? I mean, Carolina is one of those teams that you look at that could, you know, come out of the East. You're gonna have to go. You'll have to go through Carolina to get what you want. So yeah, I mean, it's a good test. But I don't think the stall goal was great. You know, unfortunately, you have the one from behind the goal line that hits Igor's skate and goes in, but. Power play has been a little bit shaky. Wasn't good last night.
But that's a good penalty kill team also in Carolina.
Well, yeah, it's one of the best in the league. Carter gets his 50th, which is awesome. He's having an unbelievable season.
I wish it came differently, though.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
So you can actually celebrate it.
Closing seconds of a game that you were on the heels of losing.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you want to celebrate it, because that's a big deal. And you heard him afterwards, because he can't celebrate it, because that's not who he is. I mean, he's one of the leaders of the team, and they lost.
So he kind of downplays it. But, I mean, 50s. I mean, what is he, the fifth Ranger ever to get 50 goals?
It's an incredible season for him. It really is. It really is. But they have have everything. It may be a year too soon, but as far as having the things that you need to make a long playoff run. The Rangers have it.
They do. And they're back in action tonight against what, the Flyers in Philly?
Yeah.
So
bounce back game.
Yeah. Yeah, win this game, and then you have a winnable game on Saturday afternoon, a couple days off, and you're right back in good standing. You're fine. They'll be fine. I'm not worried about them.
No, and then here's the thing. Like, I mean, okay, would it be great to win the Metro? Yeah, I guess it'd be great to win the Metro. But if I have to host Pittsburgh in the first round of the playoffs, I'm good with that.
Right. If you told me that winning the Metro got you a team that you looked at and said, far superior over, and that's an easy first-round matchup, I'd be probably upset with the result from last night. But that's just the opposite. I mean, you can argue that Boston or Tampa are more difficult teams than what you'll face if you finish where you are right now.
Yes. Absolutely.
So it's hard to be, hard to be that upset with what happened last night for the Rangers.
No, I would listen. I wouldn't use the word. I would be a little disappointed that you lost, but I mean, in the bigger picture, no.
And it was a good test, and I thought you played well. I thought the Rangers were right there. I mean, Carolina
absolutely
was a good
played
team.
Well. Carried the
Rangers played
the
well.
Period.
I had opportunities. I just couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah, I mean, Carolina came. They were shot out of a cannon in that third period. Get
How
caught
many
on the chains.
Rangers
they scored.
Did they have on that team, by the way?
A lot.
What are the
former
so
Islander?
Foss. They have Brady Shea. They have D'Angelo. And how awkward was that?
It's a good pickup by D'Angelo's a good pickup by them.
Well, he's a good player, but how awkward was it? We have to have like a moment where we're going to honor Tony D'Angelo last night.
I know. I was paying attention to Santiago's tweets because he was there. It's going to be this one of these kind of nights.
Well, that's exactly what it was. But you notice to spare the booing because he was booed every time he touched the puck. They put Tony D and Shea and Brendan Smith together.
Right, they lumped those guys.
But
a smart play by them.
But Jesper Foss got his own video though.
Rightfully so. Did we need a thank you video to Tony D'Angelo?
Well, just being classy. I mean, they were going to do it for Foss and all the other Rangers, so just be classy, I guess.
But, I mean, it's not like it ended well. It's not like he was a good Ranger. It's not like he handled himself professionally here.
No.
So we need to – I don't understand why we need that for everyone that comes back. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. Way to work.
Yeah. I mean, overall, would you not say it was a failed tenure here with him and the Rangers?
Well, and plus you already had Fox. So, I mean, it's easier to let him go.
He had some moments here, though.
I think he was all right.
A bad player. I'm not saying he's a bad player. I don't know. All right, forget it. I'm sorry.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But I mean, in the reason why teams do stuff like that is it's to show other players too that we treat our guys the right way.
And those guys didn't get to come back here last year, so it was
forget it. Obviously,
here
not
we
being
go.
Understood.
No, we understand exactly what you're saying. We're just telling you why they do it.
Well, I don't think the players around the league are saying, boy, guy forced his way out of the Rangers, wasn't a good teammate, got suspended, and now he comes back and it's thanks for the service?
But from their point of view, how would it look if they did that for all the other guys but not him?
I think it'd look fine. The other guys were good Rangers. This guy was released by the Rangers because they didn't want his antics anymore, not because he wasn't a talented player.
I know, but you want all the players around the league to say good things about your team. That's what you want.
All right. Okay.
If it was just him coming back, making his own return, like by himself, they probably wouldn't have done anything at all. But because it was all those other guys, they decided to put it all together.
So poor Brady Shea's got to be lumped in with Tony.
In theory, Cynthia and I don't disagree with you. We're just explaining to you why they probably did it.
Okay, that's fine. Let's move on. People want to talk. 1-800-919-3776. Ira, Staten Island. We don't know what we'll get when Ira calls in. Good morning, I.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're great.
So, Dave, and I think we both agree, top 10, I'm going to stick with it. It doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong. My opinion, this is how I feel. Two quarterbacks are going. These teams are not going to be able to resist themselves. I think Carolina takes one. I think somebody, whether it's the Lions or somebody trades up, Willis is going to go two. Two pass rushers will go 1 and 3. And you know what? I heard you with Mel the other day, and I know we had Gardner, and I know, Rick, you mentioned Gardner. The one thing, and listen, I'd be thrilled if they got him. The one thing I have to say why I think probably that's the direction they're going to go, they don't value investing money in the secondary. It's all about the fronts. And if Douglas and Sala are still going to be here for 3 years from now, are they going to want to pay a top corner probably over $20 million a year? Probably not. So I'd be shocked if they go Gardner with the fourth.
I know you say that. But, I mean, when you look at where the league is trending, right? I mean, just look at how much money wide receivers are getting paid right now.
No, I get that, but also look at Salah's system also. He likes to play a lot of, like, a coverage, zone coverage scheme. He's not a straight-up man-to-man guy. So I don't think you have to have a Revis type of corner to make Salah's defense work. You know, I think with the addition of a Reed, and I think, you know, Hall and Echols, yeah, they'll draft the corner at some point. But I think that you – I think right now – I'm going to say it's either going to be a pass rusher or an offensive lineman. And I'm telling you guys, man, I hope I'm wrong. I so want to be wrong on this. If they don't take an offensive lineman, they're going to regret the day that they didn't.
So I don't know if you saw the mock draft that he came out with this morning. We discussed it a few minutes ago, Ira. How do you feel? Well, let me just tell you what they did. Thibodeau 4, London 10, moving back into the first round and taking Linderbaum 31st. You'd be fine with that, no?
I'd be good with the Linderbaum. I don't want London. I just don't want him. I just have a feeling he's going to have a hard time getting off the line of scrimmage. I think there are other options, and I think you get a receiver in the second round if you can. If Wilson's on the board, I would take him. To be honest with you, I really like the kid from Purdue. I think his name is David Ball. I would rather have him than London. I know I'm crazy. But, you know, do your homework on it. This kid, I think, is a better scheme fit, and I think he's a more rounded receiver than London is.
You know, forget about Mel Kiper. I mean, and thanks for the call. We might just start having Ira from Staten Island to break it down.
This is what Ira does. A little swim in the morning. He's back. He's studying tape.
I wonder if he appreciates the whipped cream.
I think the draw to someone like London would be, especially in the red zone, right? I get what Ira's saying. You know, creating separation and everything else. But, I mean, to have a receiver like that with that kind of catch radius in the red zone for a quarterback like Wilson who struggles with accuracy a little bit, right? I mean, that's why you would that's why someone like Drake London would be interesting for the Jets.
Yes. Yeah, I would think so. I don't know why he's so opposed to him.
I get what he's saying. I understand what he's saying.
And if you value Wilson so much over London, then take him at 4.
Well, that's the beauty of this draft. You'll have that decision to make,
right? Oh, what are we, 2 weeks from tomorrow? This thing happens.
I'll tell you what, though, if you find a way to trade back up to give and give up just a fourth round pick to get Linderbaum,
how much of a home run would that be?
I mean, you're talking about a guy you plug in at center for the next 10 years.
What was Mel saying? That he's got short arms.
Yeah, I don't even care about that. And that's important to have a good center for a young quarterback.
No, very important. Let's go to Brian and T-Neck. Good morning, Brian. You're on 98.7.
Morning, DNR, first time caller. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
I'm actually calling because I agree with all the points Dave made on the Nets situation and like how I don't feel as though they're going to be able to string together defensive possessions at the end of a tight game. But,
I said that.
I do want to say.
I think it was my point that you piggybacked.
No, I said it.
Yeah,
no.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with Dave. Dave, yeah, that's what I said.
Thank you, Brian. Brian, don't let him bully you and cut you off.
You know what, I'm done.
What he does. Please, Brian, please continue along. It's a good call.
But and I love Rico, but I have to disagree with what he said about elaborating on Kyrie, elaborating on Ramadan, because when Kyrie said that it's a personal relationship between him and God, kind of if you say or if you speak on it, it's almost like you're not necessarily doing it for the right reasons. So I disagree with Kyrie on almost anything every time he steps in front of the mic, but this time he did good. Thanks
but
for taking
Brian,
the call.
Let me just get involved in this conversation quickly. I think I speak for Rick as well. I don't care at all about his religious beliefs. He can choose what he wants to choose. Ramadan, fine. Yeah. What I'm interested in, and I think Rick is interested in as well, is how do you go an entirety of a day all through a game and not have any food or hydration whatsoever, right? I would think that affects the game.
David, it has to, and honestly, I would think so too. I just got off of a spiritual fast, not to the extent that Kyrie is doing in Ramadan, but I would just have to think that he reaches and gets that strength from his higher power, man. That's the only way.
Yeah, I'm just interested in how he does. Listen, I don't care why, all that stuff. I want to know how he does it. I'm just interested as a former athlete how he actually does it.
Right. I just wonder, fourth quarter, crunch time, because here's what I'll say. For Yom Kippur, right, it's the Jewish holiday where you don't eat. You go from the night before, sundown, all the way through. Now, I think that one time is harder because I'm going from the night before, he's going from the morning of, right? but I'm going from the night before to the next night at sundown, and you can't have any food and anything to drink. And I do very little, if anything. And you just lie around the house, watch TV, hang out with the kids, play board games, go to temple if you so choose to do that. And by the time we eat at, like, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, I feel awful. I could not imagine if my kid said, "Dad, let's go in the driveway and shoot baskets at 3 o'clock in the afternoon." I don't know that I could do that. How this guy is playing basketball at that high of a level, I commend him. I just don't know how he's able to do it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, everything, especially nowadays, I mean, it's so, I mean, the science behind all the stuff, I mean, exactly how much you're supposed to eat, when you're supposed to eat it, how much you're supposed to drink, when you're supposed to drink it. Like, there's a science to this that gets you to optimal performance. And this is the opposite of that, so I'm interested.
It's the exact opposite of what anybody would recommend doing.
And I'm interested because the guy does ball out. Like, I would like to know, going into a 3:30 start on Sunday, like, how, like what it's like. So what... Tell me, like, the day, but, like, explain to me how you're going to do it, because I'm interested.
Yeah, and I think everyone would be interested. And we're not judging his religious beliefs. I'm not even interested in that. Like, that doesn't need to be discussed.
No, that's all. I just want to know how, like, what the process looks like. That's it.
Yeah, we're in lockstep there. Let's go to Dino in South Plainfield. Good morning, Dino. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So I guess if you guys want to find out about that, I mean, there was two players in the NFL. I forgot they were brothers. I forget their names. But they did a documentary on ESPN. They were fasting. Hakeem Olajuwon did it plenty of times during the playoffs. So, I mean, I believe there's something with how he said he did it. There's plenty of soccer players that do it. I mean, just last week.
It's amazing to me.
Scored three goals.
I used to watch a team do it, and I was, every time I was in awe that he was able to do that.
Yeah. Well, I know they had the documentary on ESPN, the two I forget their names. So one played on Arizona, I think one played on Minnesota, and they showed how before in the morning what they had Gatorades or drinks and everything like that right before. And then, I don't know, they said they never had any issues.
Yeah, that's what you'd have to do. You would just have to, whatever you would do on a game day, you would have to do it before the sun came up that morning.
Right. So you would just have to hydrate like a lunatic at 4 or 5.
Yeah, like I would imagine, like, once the sun goes down, the night before is when you'd really load up on, you know, carbs, food, and everything else, all the different kind of liquids. And then when you woke up, you'd wake up early before the sun came up, do the same thing. And then I would imagine if it was me, I would try to sleep as much as possible so that when I woke, you know, not exert any energy leading up
right.
to the game.
Right. But I don't know. You don't eat and you wake up, you feel lightheaded, a little dizzy, not right. Then you can't have a drink. Oof. Gotta be.
Yeah,
awful.
but even just being part of, like, your routine, right? Like, everyone has a routine. Like, there'd be, like, every game day, they'd have a route. Like, I would have, you know, this many Gatorades. I would have, you know, a water on my net. I would drink all, like, that all. And he, listen, the guy's doing it right now, and he didn't miss it. He started 12 of 12 last night.
Yeah, no, he was phenomenal. It's a miracle. But last night, the game started at 7 o'clock, and he could start drinking at what time? 7:30, 7:45, so he didn't have to go the entirety of the game.
Well, I think we saw that the other day, and I was wondering why it makes perfect sense now. He was eating a fruit cup on the bench.
Well, that's right.
Remember
that's
that?
That's right. Yes, I do, and I remember thinking that was very strange. You're right. I forgot about that, but it's a good point. All right, so Mets in action today, 1 o'clock. I love the day game, right? And it's a great matchup. Nola and Scherzer is your matchup in this one. And then the Yankees have a great matchup tonight. And I like that the teams are not opposing each other at the same time. That's Gerrit Cole and Barrios is the matchup for the Yankees and the Jays tonight?
That's a good one.
These are some good games
today.
That's
a big start for Gerrit Cole.
What do you need to see from Gerrit Cole tonight?
I got to see a little bit. I mean, I have to see some dominance from Gerrit Cole tonight. Like, I need to see Gerrit Cole, man. I mean, the last couple times we've seen Gerrit Cole, it's been the playoff game last year, the wild card game last year, not bad. His first start of the season wasn't great.
No, he wasn't great. No, he was bad, and then he at least gutted out a respectable performance, but he wasn't. That's not what you're expecting from Gerrit Cole.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, you got to give me something.
Yeah, I mean, there are Gerrit Cole. I mean, he has to be an ace for this team to ultimately get what they want. He has to be an ace this season. He has
right.
to be.
And again, I'm not saying he's got to go seven innings tonight. I think that's unrealistic.
No.
But give me give me 5 1/3, one run, dominant performance tonight. That's within reason, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just saw Tyler McGill's done it in back-to-back
starts. And Nestor Cortez was great last night.
Yeah, I was 4 1/3, though.
I get it. Oh, well, listen, I would think that Gerrit Cole can outdo what Nestor Cortez did.
He should be able to.
Right, so go out there and give me one of those performances.
Big spot against a team that eventually you're going to hate as a Yankees fan. Yeah, step up.
Go get the win. Go get the win. Big games for both teams today, the Mets and the Yankees. Santa, you have a lot to choose from, so let's go with it. 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
So the show started off today. Rick pointed out once again that Dave resembles a certain genius.
Not the Jets liar.
You're not going in there.
I'm a football coach. I'm not a doctor.
The great Bill Belichick, and this was after yesterday, the Steve Jobs impression. So, Dave, you're picking up a trend here. I'm wondering what you're going to try tomorrow. Will you get the Bill Gates look? Maybe you get a mustache, the Nikola Tesla?
Elon Musk, what are you feeling?
Elon Musk would be
a good one. Yeah, no, the Mahatma tomorrow.
might be something to strive for.
Number 2.
You guys just talked about it. A lot of pressure on Gerrit Cole. If the Yankees are going to accomplish anything, he's got to be the ace. So it's got to start today. He pitches 7 o'clock. Jose Berrios. Hopefully they disable the sounds at Yankee Stadium.
That's awful.
Because I got to tell you, even listening in here, that is extremely annoying.
It sounds like Dave's sex moan.
It's my mating call. Can I ask you a quick question here? How is Gerrit Cole a star today?
Because the pressure's on. It's the exact opposite of yesterday. There was a lot going on in New York sports yesterday, right? The Mets are playing at 1 o'clock today.
You know what? You can redeem yourself if you give Kreider the number one star.
No, you know what? No.
Number one.
Because Kreider wouldn't want the number one star because the Rangers lost, even though he got goal number 50. So I'll give you, Dave, number one star for your performance in Stump Rothenberg, because you were flawless, of course, but the point, once again, is...
You're bearing the lead here. I got it correct, yes?
And you said that like 2 or 3 times, so, I mean, once again...
I might be awful. You don't know.
You might be, but you're very, very good when it comes to Stump Rothenberg. So take a bow and dress like Nikola Tesla tomorrow.
All right, Nikola Tesla. No, I'm going for the Mahatma. Let's bring in Keyshawn, Jay Will. They come your way in just moments here on 98.7 ESPN, KJM. And guys, what is this that I'm seeing that Bart and Han think they can beat the two of you in a pickup basketball game?
Well, Dave, first off.
Then they woke up from their dream.
Exactly, that is awful. Key.
First off, Dave, Bart said that he would have to sweep my leg. How low do you need to go to sweep? I got one leg to begin with anyway. But the amount of disrespect that they've given Keyshawn Johnson, the first overall pick in the NFL draft, they act like y'all haven't seen Keyshawn play basketball. I'm just trying to tell you, I will bet any amount of money we need to play this game at the South Street Seaport in front of thousands of people that we will dominate them. And I'll spot them 5 points, game to 7. How about that, Dave?
Game to 7, you spot them 5?
5.
Wow.
First of all, I'm not going to bet on myself unless I know. If anybody knows me that's out there, if you guys know me, you already know I ain't going to talk that it unless I know that I can take care of business. Why would I do that to myself? I'm not going to set myself up for failure. I'm not looking for hot takes. I'm looking to annihilate Bart right now, like for real. Bart will never beat me in anything unless it's on the water, swimming, fishing, things of that nature. I don't even play golf. I don't even play golf and beat him.
Key, I think this is what we do. Because you guys are right over there at the Seaport. I think we go, and this has to be a big event. We go you and Jay Will against, and by the way, Han can still dunk. We got Han and Bart one-on-one. And then once you guys beat up on them, because this is a no-brainer for me, you guys are going to win that one. Then we get you, because I'm paying for this. I want to see you and Bart in the water. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get in the water, though. That's the thing. I'm not confident. In the water, so I'm not going to put myself in that situation.
Rick, I want my co-host to be alive when we do the show.
I'm not into swimming and stuff.
But Rick, see, this goes deeper than just two. I want Stephen A. to find a partner. I want Mike Greenberg to find a partner. I want everybody.
Are you out of your mind? No, you guys are both professional athletes. You want to go up against Greeny?
They're calling people bums on TV. Why can't they go against it? Let's go prove that you're not a bum on the court.
This is what we do. We mock those that can't, but we can't do it.
Well, no. Now it's time to prove that you can get out there and try. I don't need you guys
Rick.
To do it. You guys be the commentators. You guys provide the color.
Hey, Rick. I don't even know the first thing about hockey, but I could ice skate, and I bet you he couldn't beat me in hockey.
Well, I would pay good money to see that too. I would pay. Real
and
good
I can
money
ice skate, and if I can get skate, on the skates.
Yeah, if you can ice skate, you're beating Bart, guaranteed.
100% I can ice skate. 100%.
All right, this is what I want. I want Greeny and Orlovsky, and then I want Stephen A. and Mad Dog as a team. Stephen A. and Mad Dog.
Yeah. Why would I want to play against a dude that ran out the back of the end zone?
Oh, my God. The shot's all over. All right.
Why would I want to do that to myself?
Somebody please tell me quickly what's coming up on the show today.
I'll tell that right now.
All right.
Oh, just give him a little junk shot, too, on the rim.
God, like, New York, stand up. New York, stand up.
Orlovsky, man, please. Like I told Danny, the only thing he could probably beat me in is golf and swimming.
See, guys, this became personal for us. That's the problem, you know? It's there's no more fun. There's no more laughter. There's straight
exactly.
Kobe Bryant Mamba faces over here.
Well,
it's a wrap, man. I don't play games when you challenge me. It's over.
Speaking of a wrap, we got to let you go. You have your own show to do, and it comes up in just a moment. Guys, we back you 100%. Have a good day.
Dave, no, not, right, not in 10 seconds. Tell us what? Okay. All right.
No. Yeah, you correct. Wasted all that right. opportunity. Now we have to move on.
Okay.
Goodbye. All right. Goodbye to both of them. And for us, it's Rule 76.
No excuses, Plague a Champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg and
the Mahatma.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Sweep the leg.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.